Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
what I'm talking about. These boys, these women. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I know I sure did. I rested all weekend. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, guys, the number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, before we get into today's show, the weather, guys, the weather, okay, the weather. And I can't stress this enough, but I want you guys to realize that the weather is what it is, and it's changing. We are changing. We're into fall, and we're headed for what? Winter, right? And I hope you guys change your clocks overnight last night, or Saturday night. If you didn't, you're in trouble this morning. You were in trouble this morning, or you know, you were in trouble on yesterday before you realized it. Well, hopefully everyone has got their clocks changed over and we're back in the groove. It's going to take a little while because it's going to get dark earlier, okay? It's going to get dark earlier and it's going to get light later. If I said that right? Yeah, well, either way, it's going to be fun, right? It's going to be fun. And this lets you know that we're headed into Thanksgiving and Christmas. We're headed into, this is the holiday season. When you get into November, the holiday season, we only have two more months to go in 2014. That's amazing. I remember back in 1999, or we were getting ready to change over to the year 2000, and everyone thought that, hey, what's going to happen in 2000? Is the world coming to an end? How are things going to change over to 2000? We have been running in the 1900s, which is the 20th century. We have been running in the 1900s for a long time. You know, all our lives, pretty much. All our lives. And then the changeover to 2000 was a milestone. Anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, we just passed over Halloween, which was last Friday. I had to work Friday night. I had to work Friday night, Halloween night. So I wasn't home to give out candy. But as I see it, my wife and my girls didn't give out candy either. My youngest, she went to a friend's house, and they trick-or-treated in their neighborhood. And, you know, my oldest is 19, almost 20, so she wasn't interested in trick-or-treating. But she came home from college this weekend, and we had a great time together. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, but I hope you guys had a nice, safe Halloween, okay? Now, today's show, guys, is entitled, White and Black People died for the right to vote. Guys, please vote. Don't sit back. It's your right to vote, right? You don't want people violating your rights in the streets, right? So it's a right to vote. Don't let people violate your right to vote by not going and voting. It's so important to vote, because, and especially now in these midterm elections. And what I mean by midterm elections, what that means is it's the middle of the term for president. That's when you elect senators and things like that, and governors for your state. So, and these senators and governors are your voice. So if you have been listening to certain candidates, make your decision now. Make your decision on who you're going to vote for by that person whom you like what they're saying as far as what they're going to do to change the community, or what they're going to do to better your community, okay? This is to vote for people who are going to be your voice in Congress or in the Senate to talk about your concerns in your... So, you know, please, guys, go out and vote. Don't let anything stop you from voting on tomorrow. And the polls will be open at early at 7. They close at 7, I believe. So if you work early morning, then once you get off work, then you can go vote. Or if you work in the afternoon or work at night, you can go in the morning and vote. But regardless, you have to get out and vote. I know I voted early last week. I voted last week in my neighborhood. I went actually on Friday. And on Friday, it was a small line. It may have been 20 people ahead of me. But, you know, I stayed the course, and I voted. And I voted for the people that I wanted to see in office, all right? And I'm not here to tell anyone who to vote for. That's not me. I don't care who you vote for. I just want you to vote, okay? Don't leave that on the table, because let me tell you how important it is to vote, or how important it was for people to vote. Okay, women back in the 60s and all weren't allowed to vote. Now, and a lot of people think it was just black women or whatever, but it wasn't. It was black. It was all women. All women weren't able to vote. Okay, they didn't allow women to vote. And then in a lot of places, not only were women not able to vote, but a lot of black people weren't able to vote. So, you know, back in the 60s, there was a time when black people couldn't vote and women weren't able to vote. And so it was a monopoly with white men, and they were able to get into these offices, government offices, state offices, city offices, without you know, any kind of opposition, without anyone else even running against them. If someone ran for office and that's who they wanted to be in there, then they ran things the way they wanted, and they put people in office that they wanted to be in office, okay? People who would do the things that they wanted them to do, okay? And if you think about it, if you look back at you know, what happened, and this is a great example. If you look back at what happened up in Ferguson, Missouri, when the little black kid got shot down in the street by a white cop, okay, and then everyone was going to the city offices trying to get help with what was going on, but the city offices wouldn't give any help, and that's because they didn't go out and vote for someone that they wanted from their community or whatever to be in that city office. You know, that community is 73% black. Okay, 73% black. If you got 73% of people going in to vote for whom they wanted to be in office, there's no way that no one else could have won that office unless they cheat on the votes, right? But only 10% of those 73% of people went out and voted in the elections before the shooting. 10% of those 73% of people. That means that only 7.3% of those people, of those 73% of people, went out and voted. Now, there's no way that they're going to put whom they want in office with only 7.3% of the people voting. And I know that there was a person of color who ran for office in Ferguson, Missouri. I know that for a fact. But, you know, but no one in Ferguson went out to vote. So what I'm saying is if these people would voice their opinion by voting, which is the same thing I'm asking you guys to do, is voice your opinion by voting. By voting for the person who has your opinion at heart. Right? Go out and vote. Go out and vote for who you want to be in office. And I don't know if they'll win, but at least they'll have your vote. That's the only way that they can get in there and do something. Okay? Or, you know, it's as important as this. If you vote, you may be, you and some of your friends may be the people that be able to land that guy the job. Your vote counts. So get in there, guys, and vote. Go out and vote tomorrow. Please go out and vote tomorrow. Don't miss that. Okay? Don't give up that right to vote. There are people. Not only, you know, a lot of people think that black people were the only people that marched back in the 60s for civil rights and human rights. But that's not true. There were tons and tons of white people also who marched with black people for the right to vote, for human rights, and for civil rights. So don't get it mixed up. Okay? It wasn't only black people, it was white and black people that died for the right to vote. Okay? And so don't, you know, I don't care if you're white, black, Latino, whatever. Get out and vote. And whomever wins the election, I mean, that's who's going to be in office. If it's your man, great. If it's not your man, that's fine too. But at least you had your opinion in that race. So get out there and vote, guys. Get out there and vote. One thing that I did, I voted last week in the early voting. And you know, you look on this ballot and you got someone in office who doesn't even have an opponent. Okay? They're the incumbent, so that means they're the ones that are in office right now, okay? They're the ones who are in the office right now and running for office. So they're the incumbent. So some incumbents don't even have someone running against them for that office. Okay? And you can write in someone in there to go, and you can write someone in and vote for that person to hold that office. You know what I told my wife I was going to write my name in and vote for myself for some of those spots, because it was like three spots that weren't being challenged, and you could write someone in and vote for them. I said I'm going to write my name in and vote for myself, right? But I didn't do it. But anyway, you think about some of this stuff. You think about some of this stuff, and it's just tough. It's just tough for the president and other presidents to be able to do their thing when they have the opposition, or even if they're Republicans or Democrats. If it's a Democratic president or a Republican president, if he don't have a majority in the Senate to help him move his bills through, if he don't have a majority in Congress to help him move his bill through in his party, then his bill's going to get stalled. It's not going to go through, okay? And, you know, whether it's a good bill or a bad bill, it doesn't matter. They're going to fight, okay? So what the deal is they're trying to get their people in office so that they don't have this struggle with getting their bills and stuff passed. So it's very important for you guys to get out there and vote, and vote for the candidate that best suits you, okay, whom you've heard talk and feel like they'll be the best one to get into that office. Now, I'm going to tell you, just like anything else, that a lot of people, or most politicians, talk a good talk, but they don't walk that same walk once they get in the office, okay? So, and that's probably 8 out of 10 of them that talk a good talk, but they don't walk that walk when they get into office. They're going to tell you one thing, and they're going to tell you this, and they're going to tell you that. But once they get in the office, it's a totally different ball game, okay? And I'm going to tell you this. The state of Georgia, the governor of the state of Georgia, Nathan Deal. I don't know a lot about Deal. You've seen all these negative ads and stuff that they've been pushing around about Deal. He may be a bad guy. He may not be a bad guy. I don't know the man personally. Okay? I don't know the man personally. But I do think that we need a change. I don't think these guys should be able to hold these offices for years and years and years. I just don't. I think other people should have a chance to get in there and take over and work their magic. Okay? So I just don't believe in these guys having these government jobs or government offices for years and years and years, okay? That's the way it used to be, all right? That's the way it used to be. It used to be senators and congressmen and stuff that had these seats for years and years and years. But now things have changed. We need new people, younger people, in these offices to help things move along, okay? Help things move along, to help people move along. So, you know, the right to vote is a serious, serious right. And I just can't say it enough how important it is for you guys and me as well. I've already voted. So my vote is in. But it's important for all of you to do the same, to go out and vote on tomorrow. And like I said, the polls are going to be open early in the morning, and they're going to be open till 7 tomorrow evening. So get out there and vote. Now, a funny thing about voting day is that the liquor stores are closed during the time that that the polls are open. Okay, the liquor stores can't open until 7 tomorrow evening. Okay, why is that? A lot of people ask me why. You know, I used to work in a liquor store back a long time ago when I was in college. And a lot of people used to ask me, why are y'all closed on voting day? Well, you know, back in the day, long time ago, people used to go out and get liquored up. They'd get liquored up, and then they'd go out and vote. And they'd go to the polls drunk. Okay? And so in order for that not to happen, and I'm not saying, you know, you can go to the store today and buy plenty of liquor today and be liquored up in the morning when you go out and vote. That doesn't stop anyone, but it's just something that they put in place for these liquor stores not to be open on during the during voting hours. Okay? It's funny, but that's the law here in Georgia. I don't know about any of these other states, but I know that's the law here in Georgia. So you won't be able to buy liquor from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening on tomorrow. You either get your liquor today or you have to wait to 7 o'clock tomorrow night to get it. Again, guys, I hope you guys set your clocks back an hour, fall back. So I hope you set you guys your clocks back an hour. I hope you have a great day today. I hope you have a great week. Join me tomorrow, 10 o'clock a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and
let's go.
Be good. Hey, take care of your family. All right? I'll see you tomorrow.
My name is Charlie.
It's Frank. Come on.
That's
what
I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
The name is Charlie.
Yeah, you're looking sweet, that guy.